South Jersey Gas is proposing a natural gas pipeline that would cut through 15 miles of the Pinelands, a protected natural reserve in the heart of South Jersey. 2 years ago, the state's Pinelands Commission rejected the idea. But after the company resubmitted its application, the commission staff approved the project and said it would go through without a vote from the commissioners. As WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports, that's raised some eyebrows in the Garden State.
The commission's rules say the primary goal of any project that goes through the Pinelands should be to serve the needs of the residents who live there. When South Jersey Gas applied in 2013, it acknowledged that the project didn't meet that standard, which is why the commission had to vote. The company was basically seeking an exception to the rules. But this time, the company said more specifically how the project would serve the needs of locals and act as a necessary backup power supply. The Pinelands Commission staff agreed, pushing through the application without a vote. The Pinelands Commission, which declined an interview but sent written comments, says this is how the process always goes for private applications. But others are questioning the move. Carlton Montgomery directs the Pinelands Preservation Alliance. He says the commission recently has become more attentive to political power brokers, with the staff bending the rules in favor of the state's business interests.
The Pinelands Commission was never like this before. This is an evolution in the life of the Pinelands Commission that we really hope will be reversed, that we can get the Pinelands Commission back to where it was, where it was a very solid, bipartisan, consistent agency, where you might not like the rules, but you knew what they were.
Doug O'Malley, director of Environment New Jersey, says the new application from South Jersey Gas isn't much different from the one rejected in 2013 and deserves a public vetting.
Quite frankly, this is the same pipeline on the same route, and to cut out the Pinelands Commission and the public just as unconscionable.
South Jersey Gas also declined an interview, but said in a written statement that the pipeline would provide safe and reliable energy to customers in Cape May and Atlantic counties. As long as the pertinent municipalities or the BPU approve the project in its current form, the Pinelands Commission will give its official sign-off, too. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.